It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So, Bryce Shumate's last day working for Hardin County Government as the Emergency Management Director is today.
Yes.
And we've known Bryce forever. He's been on the show a bunch of times, of course, you know, because of his job.
Yeah, and he guest hosted with me in October.
And he's guest hosted with me in the past, and he and I have been friends for more than 20 years.
Well, he was a witness to your wedding.
Yeah, and his wife conducted our wedding. So I feel like we should just give him a call this morning. And he does not know we're doing this.
And great.
You know, there's nothing better than calling somebody live on the air and putting them on the spot when they don't know what's happening. So let's just see if he answers this morning.
This is Bryce.
Hey, it's Brian and Tricia. It's Quixie, and you're live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy last day at work.
Well, thank you.
So I wanted to say, before you leave today, we have heard that there is a mysterious crack in the ground now down near Clarkson, and there's a lot of heat coming out of it. It's possible that it's a fissure for a volcano. Now, are you going to send a team down there, or...
We need
no, that's out of the county. We'll let that county handle their own.
No safety talk update from Bryce Shumate on this one.
No safety talk update on this one, but we will talk about the impending...
By the way, there is no fissure in the ground. There is no fissure in the ground. There is no crack.
There's no volcano. Yeah, not happening hilarious. Here.
Yeah, you all are so funny.
Well, we are. We know how funny we are.
Ask us.
I thought you were calling me to say, okay, Bryce, tell us about the weather that's coming.
But, okay, yes, seriously, right. Yes. We
one
do.
Last safety talk update. Yeah. Tell us what's going on with the weather and what can we expect. While you sit on your couch doing nothing.
The most dangerous part of this weather is going to be the wind chills and the frigid temperatures. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about the flash freeze because the system's going to start off as rain. The temperature's going to drop 40 degrees very quickly Thursday evening after the sun goes down. And, you know, Brian and Trish, as we talked about so many times over the years, you know, ice is terrible to drive on. Snow, at least you can get some traction, but the roads are going to be a solid sheet of ice through the night on Thursday night, early morning hours of Friday. And then I truly think 1 to 3, I think there's a possibility we could get up to 6 inches of snow, depending on how the storm itself falls. But the worry to me right now is to make sure that everybody has their generators prepared because the system is causing such frigid temperatures across so many states. And it's going to be a strain on our power grid that we could have some brownouts, and we could even have, with the high winds of 40 and 50 mile an hour, we could have branches hitting some of our electric lines and knocking out power. So prayers for folks at Nolan and KU that service us, you know, because they may be out during these frigid temperatures.
Well, I appreciate the safety talk update. And of course, you know, we can all plan as best as we can, but we never know what we're going to get till it gets here. So
that's right. That's right. And, you know, I'd say I have appreciated you all so much, you know, over the years, the partnership that we've had to get information out to everybody here in Hardin County has been wonderful. What a great team.
Well, thank you
for what you have done. We appreciate your service and how you have served the community, and you have provided so much information, and we're going to miss you in this role.
Well, and I appreciate that, but, you know, I'm going to be in a nearby city, and I'll keep you all informed on what's going on in our nearby city and be able to give you some safety talk updates. I'm not dead. I'm just leaving this job and going to another one, so... you know, I'll still make sure, because I love Hardin County and I love this community. And so I'll make sure that everybody still knows what's going on and try to keep them protected as best I can from wherever I'm at.
It's part of who you are.
Now, we're not saying yet where you're going or what you're doing.
I am starting Vine Grove Police Department on January the 5th and going back to my hometown of Vine Grove, and very excited.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. What are you going to be doing with the Vine Grove Police Department?
I will be a patrolman there. It's time to step back and let other folks have those leadership roles and stick back to patrolman and enjoy not being on call.
All right. Well, enjoy it. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you very soon.
I'm sure that you will. Thank you all so much. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all the listeners out there as well.
Enjoy your last day.
Thank you.
That's Bryce Shumate, Hardin County Emergency Management Director, his final day today on the job. And you just heard it there. He's going to be starting with Vine Grove Police Department in a couple of weeks. We are Quixie 98.3.